August 20, mercy for the repentant. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. All are fallible. All make mistakes and fall into sin. But if the wrongdoer is willing to see his errors, if they are made plain by the convicting Spirit of God and in humility of heart will confess them, then he may be restored. The mansions that Jesus has gone to prepare for all who love him will be peopled by those who are free from sin. But sins that are not confessed will never be forgiven. The name of him who thus rejects the grace of God will be blotted out of the book of life. The time is at hand when every secret thing will be brought into judgment, and then there will be many confessions made that will astonish the world. The secrets of all hearts will be revealed. The confession of sin will be most public. The sad part of it is that the confession then made will be too late to benefit the wrongdoer or to save others from deception. It only testifies that his condemnation is just. You may now close the books of your remembrance in order to escape confessing your sins. But when the judgment shall sit and the books shall be opened, you cannot close them. The recording angel has testified that which is true. All that you have tried to conceal and forget is registered and will be read to you when it is too late for wrongs to be righted. Unless your sins are canceled, they will testify against you at that day. The prophet Daniel was drawing very near to God when he was seeking him with confession and humiliation of soul. He did not try to excuse himself or his people, but acknowledged the full extent of their transgression. In their behalf, he confessed the sins of which he himself was not guilty, and besought the mercy of God that he might bring his brethren to see their sins. To all who seek him with true repentance, God gives the assurance, "I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee." Isaiah 44:22.